T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Good afternoon. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS political reporter and host of The State of California, joined by Patty Rising and Brett Burkhart.
Independent journalism outlets continue to disappear with more and more layoffs and consolidation in the media industry.
In the last 20 years, the United States has lost 70% of its newspaper journalists. Print circulation is down 80%. And more than two papers go out of business every week.
And it's not just a print problem. Major news websites are going under too. Radio and TV audiences and ad revenue have shrunk dramatically. Studies suggest the disappearance of so many media outlets is contributing to political polarization in the country and to the rise of corruption in government. When there are far fewer watchdogs holding officials accountable, it's easier for them to do whatever they want and get away with it. So what to do? Well, a Bay Area lawmaker held a hearing in Sacramento today to explore some options. And for more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by that legislator, State Senator Steve Glazer of Arinda, who represents much of Contra Costa County. Thanks so much for being with us. All right, so this has been a crisis for a while, but it does seem to be accelerating. I'm not sure the public is really engaging with it. What can the state of California do to try to save journalism?
Well, first, thank you for having me on, Doug, and it's an important conversation to have. In many countries of the world, media journalism is supported through public dollars, and in the United States, it's very, very low and very limited. And so if you're dependent upon advertising, the whole advertising model has caved in. Why is that? Because advertisers have figured out that where they get the best bang for their buck is digital ads. And why do ads on Facebook and Meta and Amazon, why are they more effective? They're more effective because those platforms have gotten the data of who we are at a micro level so that advertisers know when they advertise in those spaces, it's really reaching the people they most want to reach. And traditional publications have a broad audience without that same targeting effectiveness. And that's what's created this financial crisis for so many established media outlets and why things are deteriorating so rapidly.
There was an effort, I recall, and correct me if I'm wrong, to charge internet companies that use newsroom content. So that money would go to each particular newsroom that produced the content. It failed, if I recall, at the state level. Why? Is there some sort of tech lobby that was able to kill it?
So first, that is a federal copyright standard that the newspapers, the content providers were saying was being violated. And that's a federal standard. The New York Times is suing on that standard, and that's probably where that issue gets resolved is in federal court. States like California are preempted from enforcing federal copyright standards. So the content protection that you're speaking about is something that it's very difficult for states to enforce.
I want to talk about the problem because I don't think a lot of people think it's a problem. Of course, Doug and Brett and I do because we work in the media. You do because you're holding a hearing on it. But what do you say to folks who, I don't think the news media, the business is shrinking. I can still get the news on my phone.
Patty, it's such a good question. But look, you guys know as journalists that you have high standards that you have to meet in providing the news objectively to your listeners and viewers and readers out there. And those standards, professional standards, are the guideposts for how you do your work in getting factual information. A lot of these other sources The void that's been created means that you get these crazy entities with no standards, no obligations to put out what they call news content that people interpret to be real news, like real facts. And that's a deterioration. That's creating an ignorance among our population. And that puts all of us at risk, because democracy thrives when you have an informed citizenry. And if they're not getting the facts, that allows for authoritarian rule to come into play and the manipulation of the population. And that's where you see democracy start crumbling around the world.
Okay, so what are you looking at? Tax credits, tax breaks? What would the state do?
Well, the opportunity is to take the enterprises that really have hollowed out media, legitimate news media, and these are principally the platforms, to say you've been enriched by capturing that data from all of us that use those social media platforms, and they've used it to pull advertisers to their sites. And that's what's created a significant part of the problem that legitimate news entities are facing. So one option that we're exploring is to create an impact fee on those platforms. It could be in the form of an advertising tax. It could be in the form of charging them for the data capture that they've been successful in doing. There's some options that we're looking at, because we need to bring in the revenue in order to redirect it to legitimate news sources like KCBS Radio and the San Francisco Chronicle and a lot of the other outlets that we know are trusted sources of news.
Where would you draw the line on that? On which organizations could get help, tax credits, tax breaks, to stay alive? I mean, would this only apply to small independent outlets, or could a big corporate-owned entity like ours benefit as well?
So the testimony today from experts in the field made a couple important points in regard to your question, Brett. Number one is that if there's going to be government support, it has to be platform neutral. In other words, they can't be picking winners and losers based on who they like and who they don't like. And one of the remedies for doing it that way is to provide a payroll tax credit. So if you have legitimate journalists on your staff at, let's say, KCBS Radio, that you would get a tax credit for that legitimate journalist. And that would go across the board to all established news outlets, electronic, print, digital, so that there's no choices being made about who they like or who they don't. Content neutral, but giving money that would go directly into the bottom line of newsrooms across California.
Do you think there's support for this, that this is going to go anywhere?
It's a difficult thing to do, to raise taxes on any entity. It's a two-thirds vote in the legislature. And so it is a hill to climb. But I'm hoping that by bringing attention to this hollowing out of legitimate news sites around the state, that I can rally support in the Senate and the Assembly and with the governor, that we've got to do something. We need a rescue plan. That the news media, factual information to our population is a critical issue. We talk about critical issues, climate change, homelessness, housing, a safety net for people who need help. I mean, the critical, big picture issues, this is one of them. And it's been hidden away. Journalists don't like to do stories about themselves. But it's an integral part of protecting and maintaining our democracy to have that informed citizenry, sources, legitimate sources that do their job professionally, that they can count on to keep us accountable, the politicians. We've got 500 cities in California, and most of them have no oversight by independent journalism, so they can do what they want. That's bad for democracy, undercuts public trust, and we got to do something about it.
One more quick question. How concerned are you about news outlets becoming beholden then to those very officials who they should be investigating, holding accountable? I mean, if they end up depending on the state to stay alive, how independent will they be?
Well, it's a good question. And of course, there needs to be no requirement that they be accountable to us. That if we're going to create a revenue source that goes directly back to newsrooms, that's an act of the legislature and the governor that does create an arm's length relationship, because we've defined where the money is coming from and how it's going out in a content neutral way. It's a delicate line, Doug, and it means that we have to do this work carefully so that we can maintain independence of journalism. That's what we're talking about. You guys have to be able to do your job without any obligation, certainly to any public official or government.
All right. Well, thank you so much, State Senator Steve Glaser of Orinda. for doing this and for talking to us about it, and good luck with it. Thanks for recognizing us as legitimate journalists. We do our best. Thanks for being with us. You can hear The State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. It's also available on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll find me on Twitter at Sovereign Nation. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.